What do you say to students, high school, graduate people, youngsters, who listen to Voices of Oklahoma and they use it as research and all? What do you say for them who are coming out into the world?
Well, you know, who was it? Those who don't study history are doomed to repeat it. Was it Toynbee or somebody said that, you know? And if we don't study our history, it is likely to come back and bite us in the butt.
Yeah.
You know, it's just like I've told a few things here today that I wouldn't normally tell. I've never talked about the cheese room publicly before, but I think it's important when people are studying that they learn about these things and how they happened, and they learn about Henry Bellman, which you quite appropriately interviewed him at his farm, which is a cool thing, and Stephanie Seymour. You know, there's so many things that women just think nothing about having the right to do them now, but people like Stephanie Seymour fought to make those things happen.
Right. Then we have in our library so many stories of how blacks were treated in Oklahoma in the 40s and 50s, and I have probably 10 to 15 individuals who talk about that. And so the blacks of today can look back on that and say, wow, I can't believe that's the way it was, but they fought for their rights today, and that's how history, we look back on history. I feel funny even talking to you like this because you know more about it than I do, but it becomes a pathway to the future where you look back and say, oh, they did that. Well, that was wrong. Well, we don't have to live through that. Now we can move ahead without having to experience that. That's why history is so important for today and the future.
Well, Angie DeBow and Danny Goble made us understand that so much of our political culture in Oklahoma is Southern, you know, and that's that agrarian, Jacksonian business, you know, and we still have a lot of Southern culture. The race issues in Tulsa, you know, the 1920 race massacre there, what an astonishingly difficult, terrible thing that was for this state. And you know, there's still wounds from some of these things that if we don't talk about them and don't understand them, you know, we won't overcome them.
Right, and your reference to that makes it real current. Today in our newspaper, the Tulsa World, is a mass grave that was opened in the last 2 days where they found 18 male bodies, and there's always been that thought that there are mass graves as a result of that riot. And sure enough, and they don't know for sure now, but they kind of feel like maybe that's a possibility. And they were all in coffins, but it was all unmarked. And here I said October 23rd, 2020, they've decided to cover them back up again, make sure that laws are adhered to, and they probably will exhume them in the spring. So here we are from 1921 to 2020, we're still dealing with that issue.
And, you know, and we're dealing with white supremacy. It's an issue in this presidential race even. You know, it just, I heard an interview the other day about a white supremacist who's running for the state legislature and not retreating from those views. Not our state legislature, I'm happy to say it's in Idaho.